Next, we are going to continue in the world of aviation as we are going to listen to Dr. Andrei Kostin, who is a senior lecturer at our faculty. He constantly advances the research of Internet of Things and cybersecurity, as well as teaches in the cybersecurity master's degree program. In his presentation, he introduces the advanced cybersecurity penetration testing and attack platform developed especially for satellite navigation used in aviation, and discusses the cybersecurity issues connected to it. Andrei, the floor is yours, or actually the screen is yours.
Thank you, Panu. Thank you, everyone. Good morning, and thanks for having me. Let me just start the screen sharing. And I hope everybody can see and hear me well. If not, please let me know. Well, good morning again. My name is Andrei Kostin, and as Panu said, I am a senior lecturer at University of Jyväskylä, Faculty of Information Technology. And today I'll be presenting you very shortly, in 15 minutes, an important topic about cybersecurity in aviation and possibly unmanned aviation and drones. And the title is Possibly the Sky is Not the Limit, but Is It Cybersecure? And let's look at it. So my focus of research in the past decade was broad, but one of the topics is ADS-B security. And what is ADS-B? Basically, ADS-B is Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. It is a digital system that was introduced about 10 years ago and started to be mandatory in 1st of January 2020, as we will see. And its main purpose is to digitalize a lot of aviation and air traffic control and air traffic management subsystems. It is part of what is called next generation, next gen in US, and similar initiatives, CSER and other initiatives in Europe. And besides, there are many technologies around that are part of this next generation digitalization of digital sky. ADS-B plays an important role as it is being used to communicate between the airplanes and the ground control towers and management systems. And they are also used to communicate between airplanes, between them. So the pilots have better visibility and use it in traffic control, collision avoidance systems and better visibility in their traffic. So these systems, the ADS-B-based systems, basically is a virtual radar, and it is based on digital signals compared to the previous generation radar systems where the broadcast is being sent by the traffic control towers in terms of electromagnetic pulses and bouncing back from the big metal object in the sky. However, ADS-B, from the beginning, it was shown and found to be insecure by design, where we try to do everything secure by design these days. It is started about 2010, and it is insecure by design, meaning that its CIA or confidentiality, integrity, availability triad is completely broken. But by design, because it's also a complex system, by design, it lacks message confidentiality. It lacks message integrity and cannot guarantee channel availability due to its broadcast architecture and the constantly increasing number of airplanes in the sky. So there are many technological issues from the start, from the design of this system. However, due to billions of budget and timelines, it's been rolled out already and it's mandatory. So in 2012, we presented the first public attacks on ADS-B. And welcome to check our Black Hat presentation and our Black Hat paper, which is basically a classic in the field, opening the field of ADS-B cybersecurity attacks and cybersecurity countermeasures. And the whole idea of this paper and presentation was to initiate and demonstrate these public attacks, their effectiveness and their feasibility, and to put in motion discussions at various levels, industry, research, academia, government, about the insecurity of the system. And we've shown some of the attacks, such as spoofing and impersonation and privacy invasion. And the good thing about this, that it put in motion some things that International Civil Aviation Organization But thanks to our research, among other research out there at the time, they have actually created a cybersecurity task force within ICAO organization. And one of the reasons, again, I'm happy to say that it was our public research publicly demonstrating these things. So it was 2012, and we are almost 10 years down the line. So 10 years later and 236 citations to the paper, we hoped that somehow magically the industry and the academia would solve the problems. And we can see that this cyber warfare terminology and mindset is getting very strong. So aviation is one of those critical infrastructure fields where cybersecurity is of paramount importance. Whether it affects an airport or whether it affects the airplane, it's equally dangerous to have insecure systems, whether on the ground or on the sky. However, as we will show today, that 10 years later, there have not been really a lot of advances besides theoretical discussion in terms of cybersecurity. So what we have 10 years later is that Federal Aviation Administration hard enforced the ADS-B mandatory requirements starting January 2020. So what it means? It means that virtually any airplane, non-military airplane, whether it's civil or general aviation going into the sky, has already an ADS-B receiver or ADS-B transmitter or ADS-B transceiver, which is a transmitter and receiver at the same time. So what it means? It means that basically the sky is literally an internet of things, internet of flying things. And the adoption of ADS-B has been increasing also due to the this 2020 mandate. And it has been also demonstrated by independent data studies such as Open Sky Network, which is a network of independent researchers and contributors to the global ADS-B and next generation system from a researcher and academic perspective. So what we have performed lately, we have developed a penetration testing platform that allows actually to test the preparedness of such systems, whether in plane or on the ground, to cyber attacks. And the idea of developing the penetration testing platform comes from the fact that we want, as a, let's say, the good guys to find the possible cybersecurity problems before the bad guys do find them and before they actually use them for nefarious purposes. So I will demonstrate some of the attacks that we have been developing and demonstrating. This work is still in progress and some submission ongoing, so I'll not reveal a lot of details, but you can already see some screens. For example, this is the world map, and the platform is able to, with basically a single click, present such cluttered screen to an ATM, ATC traffic controller, or to the pilot. Basically, the screen is flooded. One might say, well, a human would definitely see that something is wrong with the system. And this is okay. Humans can have, of course, backup systems, and they are humans after all. They can make a more intelligent decision. Now think about automated drones that Marty have kindly presented before me the talk. So if you think about automated drone systems that have to make a decision in split second when they have to attack a target, or they have to make a decision whether to land or return to base and things like this. So presenting such a screen with a single click to an automated drone would definitely pose significant challenges to the automated decision making. So again, it's not just, let's say, overstated concern. This is a real concern that the ADS-B system allows this type of injection of packets, and we can achieve it with high performance, such type of attacks. Another thing is, for example, the ADS-B systems allow squawking or emitting emergency codes. There are a range of 7,000 to 7,000 plus what is called squawks or emergency codes. And one of the notorious one is 7500, which is hijacked. And it is also possible, basically without any verification, without any confirmation from the ground systems or other things, but and a possible attacker can inject easily this kind of hijack codes. And we basically tested some of the systems. Now, one might think, well, what is the actual impact of a hijack code in real life? What can an attacker do? So, for example, this is an example of 7500 hijack squawk code in real life, which was actually made by mistake by the crew member or the pilot. The investigation is ongoing. But basically, it activated just a single airplane in Schiphol, one of the busiest Europe airports, activated the hijacking code. So the entire airport or parts of it, the D gates, have been completely isolated. People denied access, maybe flight delays occurring. Police and army has been activated, and there is investigation. So just a single message, a single network packet, can cause butterfly effects in so many dimensions of real life. So this is also a very serious concern, but these protocols allow for such things. And one of the last I want to present is basically we are able to generate with one click different types of attacks that wirelessly and remotely crashes the avionics systems, whether it's an avionics system in a commercial airplane system, or whether it's an avionics system in general aviation type of system, where there is a small transceiver device and an electronic flight bag as an iPad attached to the general aviation pilot. For example, if you're flying a Cessna or things like this. And we will show some video. But the idea is that we have identified really concerning flaws in this avionics implementation, in many of these avionics implementations. And more concerning is that since the 2020 mandate is in place, it is mandatory for pilots to get these devices. And what it means that the market is flourishing to provide different hardware and software because the thing is mandatory. So there's a lot of companies or individuals offering such solutions on the market because it's mandatory and it is a lucrative market. And their cybersecurity posture is not what it needs to be for an airplane. So let me try to demonstrate how quickly it takes for us to basically crash an aviation ADS-B system. So this is an electronic flight bag. It's running on iPhone, but it normally can run also on iPad. And it is receiving information from the transponder device, and it displays on the iPad or iPhone to the pilot. So you can see that in less than 30 seconds, we can inject specially crafted data, and then the thing will just crash. So imagine that the pilot flies at considerable speed and has to take a decision, or there is lack of visibility and they rely only on this display to make decision. If this type of attack happen, then they will not be able to use the system because it will just crash. And normally in software security, the crash is a sign of that it is also possible to many times execute code. So you can think of it that it is possible that nation states could use such techniques to implant malware or implant malicious software on flying objects, whether it's an airplane or autonomous drone. So this research is supported by EngageKit N funding, Project 204, and partially by University of Vivascula IT faculty funding by decision this March 2021. And the team is Syed Khanher, Han Turtian, and myself. And to conclude, before I open to the question, ADS-B security situation is really bad, and there are actually no really good news because by design it is insecure, and already billions of US dollars and retrofitting has happened. And nobody will throw it away to scrap. And updating this system is not just a matter of software update, but can be done in one click and one reboot of the system. These threats also, these type of security vulnerabilities, they pose threats to safety and to critical infrastructure, which aviation, ATM, ATC are, and especially if we consider the thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of drones, both civilian and military, that are coming to market. Also, it is not easy to fix these types of flaws, as I already mentioned. And this is what I call the sword of Damocles for the next decade for this system. So it is something bad going to happen in at any time, and you never know when. So the sword of Damocles applies to this ADS-B system and next-gen parts of the next-gen system very well. And therefore, my strong conclusion is that more defensive and countermeasure research is needed in this field, given the importance of aviation and autonomous flying objects. I think I have conveyed my message and some of our results. Thank you for the attention, and I will be happy to take any questions or comments.
Thank you, Andre. Although your message, something that is going to happen, we just don't know when, wasn't actually reassuring. I wonder if there are any questions the audience might want to ask Andre. There aren't any comments on chat at the moment, but if you have any questions, now is your time to present them. In the same manner as with the previous speakers, I think Andre is going to stay with us for a bit longer. So if you have something to ask, feel free to write your questions in the chat, and Andre is going to see and answer them there. According to the timetable, we're going to have a break now, so we will continue at 10:30. Aikataulun mukaan meillä on nyt ohjelmassa tauko. Tauko pikkusen lyhenee siitä, mitä alun perin on suunniteltu, mutta hyvin tässä ehtii kaikenlaisia asioita tehdä, eli jatketaan 10:30.